Okay, we're up to Perek Bet of Sha'ar Daled. Kuf Pei Aleph. Inyan Esek HaTorah Lishma. Amud Kuf Pei Aleph, Rabbi Avraham. Shavua Tov. Perek Bet. Oh, okay. Inyan Esek HaTorah Lishma. Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin is going to explain to us what does it mean when we say to learn Torah Lishma, which in translation, Torah Lishma means to learn Torah for its sake. What does that mean, to learn Torah for its sake? Hayemet Baru, the clear truth, ki Lishma en pirusho dvekut. This is an explosive statement that he begins the perek with. He begins by saying, the word lishma does not mean dvekut. Dvekut means closeness to Hashem. Of course, one has to strive for dvekut, but that's not what lishma means, he says, like many people think. And he proves it immediately. Shehare Amru Razal Bamidrash Shocher Tov. In the Midrash of Teilim, Chazal tell us, Shebikesh David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Milefanav Yidbarach. David HaMelech had a request from Hashem, Ubikesh, Shehaosek beTeilim Yechashev Etzlo Yidbarach Keilu Haya Osek BeNegaim VeAholot. David HaMelech made a very special request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May it be your will, Hashem, that one who reads my book, David HaMelech said, the one who reads Psalms, Tehillim, should be considered for him like he's learning the most difficult halachot, such as Masechet Negaim and Masechet Ha'olot. Which means, David HaMelech wanted that one should receive reward when we read Tehillim, should receive reward as if you are Osek BaTorah on the highest degree. So now, what do we see from this statement, says Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin? Hare she'ha'esek be'alachot ha'shas be'iyun ve'yegiya hu inyan yoter na'ala ve'ahuv lefanav itbarach me'amirat tehilim. He says, we see from here that learning Torah be'iyun ve'yegiya, toiling in the Torah, in the difficult areas of Torah, and working hard, is something that is much higher and beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than saying Tehillim. Because if Tehillim is the highest level, then what does David HaMelech have to pray to Hashem? It should be considered like you are learning Negaim Ve'aolot. That means, from the request itself, we see negaim ve'aolot, which means an example of learning Torah, be'amal ve'igiyah, that's considered the highest thing that one can do. All David HaMelech could hope for is that Hashem please at least accept the reading of Tehillim as if one is learning negaim ve'aolot. We see clearly that what is the most beloved thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to learn Torah b'iyun u'b'igiya. Ve'im nomar shelishma pirusho dvekut dafka. If we're going to say that to learn Torah lishma is dvekut, ve'rak bazet talui kol ikar inyan esek haTorah, and that's the whole purpose of learning Torah, halo en dvekut yoter nifla me'amirat tehilim karaui kol hayom. I mean, can you achieve more dvekut, more closeness to Hashem than saying Tehillim? The words of Tehillim are filled with love of Hashem, filled with closeness to Hashem. Hello, there's no bigger dvekut than saying Tehillim. So why would David HaMelech even think that learning Negaim Ve'aolot is on a higher level? V'gam mi yodei miskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado b'zeh. Not only that, who said that Hashem granted him his request? Who said? We don't find in the Midrash that Hashem said, yes, sure, 100%. No, it says that David HaMelech prayed, that reading Tehillim should be on the same level of learning Torah be'amal v'igia, like Masechet Negaim ve'Aolot. Okay, could be. Now, let's make something clear here. Tehillim is Torah. I mean, Tehillim is one of the Kavdalet Sifrei HaTanach. It's one of the 24 books of the Tanakh. So there's no doubt that if a person sits and says Tehillim, it's considered learning Torah. What David HaMelech was requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that not only should it be considered Torah, but it should be considered by reading Tehillim. Hashem should consider it like you were sitting and sweating over a piece of Gemara for 3 hours. That's what he asked for. Now, I'm sure that if David HaMelech asked for that, most probably HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted. But we don't know for sure.
We don't know.
We can speculate, aval, we don't know for sure. But one thing we do know for sure is that David HaMelech asked for Tehillim to be like Negaim Ve'Aolot. So what's bigger? So what's greater? Negaim Ve'Aolot, meaning Esek B'Torah Be'amal V'Yigia. Vegam ki hayadai le'inyan ha'dvekut, he says another thing. If Torah is only for the purpose of dvekut b'Hashem, then it would be enough b'masechet achat, o perek, o mishnah achat, she'asok b'kol yama b'dvekut. So then, you know what? If that's the only goal of learning Torah, then a person can learn one masechet all his life. You can achieve the same level of dvekut. What do you have to learn the whole Shas for? What's the purpose? Stick to one Mishnah, stick to one Perek or one Masechet, work on it, Leshem Dvekut Bashem, which is definitely something that is very exalted, and that's it. Velochen Matzinu LeRazal, but we don't find that Chazal allow that for us. She'amru al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'lo hiniach mikra Mishnah halachot ve'agadot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says to us in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Kaf Chet Amud Aleph, that he did not leave one area of Torah that he did not learn. Not Mikra, not Mishnah, not Halachot, not Agadot, Sifri, Sifra, Braitaot, everything. The Gemara says there, a whole list. He made sure to learn every single part and parcel of the Torah. V'hainu, meaning, Ki meha'aloto alibot tamid, that means that Rabbi Yochanan, when he would always remember in his heart, ki adayin lo yatsa yedei chovat esek haTorah lishma b'ma shelamad ad ata. Every time he thought to himself, did I fulfill my obligation of learning Torah lishma to the highest degree? No, I didn't do enough. Lezot haya shoked kol yamav lehosif lekach tamid. Therefore, all the days of his life, he added, he increased more and more and more. Miyom leyom umishaa leshaa, from day to day and from hour to hour. What do we see from here? That there's something else that is the purpose of Torah as well. When we say Torah lishma, we don't necessarily mean Torah for dvekut. Of course Torah is supposed to be learned for dvekut, as we're going to see later on in the Shah. But the explanation of Torah lishma, it doesn't mean dvekut b'Hashem. Because if it would mean dvekut, learn one masechet over and over and over and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words of that masechet, as we know is very possible. What's the inyan that we're supposed to learn as much as we can? Every area of Torah we are supposed to learn, as he's going to bring to us a midrash now. Ube mishle rabeta, in the midrash on Sefer Mishle, it says, Amar Rabbi, who is the one? Rabbi Ishmael? Okay, because I have Resh Yud, so lachen ani shoel etchem. Amar Rabbi Ishmael, bo ur'e kama kashe yom adin. Come and see how awesome, how fearsome is the day of judgment. Sha'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu ladun et kol ha'olam kulo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and judge the entire world. That includes us. Ba mi sheyesh biyado mikra ve'en biyado mishnah. So now we all stand in line. And here comes someone who is a baki in mikra. Mikra means scriptures. He knows Tanakh. He knows the Chumash. But he doesn't know Mishnah. He didn't bother learning Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hofech et panav mimenu. Hashem turns his face away from him. Umetzere Gehinom mitgabrim bo. And the afflictions of Gehinom are turned on. Why? Because he didn't learn Mishnah. V'hem notlim oto mashlichim oto legeinom. He's taken right away. Come, come. You didn't learn Mishnah? Let's show you where your department is. Ba mi sheyesh biyado shnei sedarim o shlosha. So the one right behind him in the line, he's starting to feel okay with himself. He says, okay, at least I have two or three sedarim of Mishnah. You know what that is? Sedarim means the whole seder moed, the whole seder nashim, maybe even the whole seder nezikim. Three out of the six, that's pretty good. That's a lot of masechtot. He comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lo, Beni, kol ha'alachot, lama lo shanita otam? Hashem says to him, it's very nice that you learned three zdarim. What about all the other halachot that you didn't learn? How come you didn't learn them? Now, vechule, you know what's vechule. He gets the same treatment, etc. Next, ba mi sheyesh biyado halachot, the one who has halachot, which means he knows Shulchan Aruch. Eor ha'chaim, yoredea, even ha'ezer choshen mishpat. Omer lo, Hashem says to him, Beni, Torat Kohanim, lama lo shanita? Why did you not learn all the halachot of the Kohanim, of Kadashim, Korbanot, Seder Kadashim? I see that you didn't do Torat Kohanim. What? Ba mi sheyesh biyado Torat Kohanim. Ta shomea Rabbi Aaron. Ba mi sheyesh biyado Torat Kohanim, ze adam lo stam yesh lo halachot, Torat Kohanim, everything. הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר לו, בני, חמישה חומשי תורה, למה לא שנית? שיש בהם קריאת שמה, תפילין ומזוזה. Here comes a תלמיד חכם. He is, you know, in תורת כהנים. He learned in, I won't say, קדשים. He learned high stuff. And Hashem asks him, yeah, but חומש, you didn't learn חומש with Rashi. פרשת השבוע. You didn't bother. In the Torah we have קריאת שמה, תפילין מזוזה. בא מי שיש בידו חמישה חומשי תורה, the one who knows all the five books of the Torah, אומר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, למה לא למדת הגדה? Why did you not learn all the אגדות of the Gemara, all the מוסריק parts of the Gemara, all the מדרשים? בא מי שיש בו הגדה, הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר לו, בני, תלמוד למה לא למדת? Here comes an expert in all the hashkafa and musar of the Gemara. But when it came to the Talmudic, you know, the halachic dissertations in the Gemara, that he wasn't so proficient in. Hashem says, my son, you did well, but what happened to Talmud? Talmud lama lo lamata? Ba mi sheyesh beyado Talmud. Now, here comes a person who has Talmud. So I suppose he has the Talmud, he has the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the halachot, the Haggadah. Maud, what else? He has everything. He's packed. He's loaded. He's fully loaded. And he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to him, Omer lo, Beni, ho'il ve'nit'asakta betalmud, tzipita b'merkava? Said, now that I see that you learned all the shas, you know everything, did you look into my chariot? Which means, did you learn Kabbalah? Kise kevodi ha'echu omed, my throne, how is it standing? Chashmal ha'echu omed, All these the worlds of the angels, show me, where is it? And he starts testing him in Kabbalah. Ubikama panim umitapech, and all kinds of questions. Ayen sham be'orech. What do we see from here? What do we see from this midrash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world so that we should make sure to familiarize ourselves, to say the least, with each and every angle and part and piece of his Torah. He wants us to see everything. You know, if I may say loosely, you know, Hashem is proud of his Torah. Kivyachon, right? And he is. Hashem is proud of his Torah. Hashem says, what? You saw this, but you didn't say, Lehavdil, Elef Avdalot, you have, let's say, a grand artist. And he opens up a gallery to show people all his pieces of art. And it has this department and that department, all different rooms with different themes. And people come and they look. And he's walking around. The artist himself is walking around and he's getting nachat from the fact that everybody is interested. And he notices that certain people, they're stuck on one theme, right? And he comes to him, he says, you know, I'm not limited. Look, I have other, look at these. Did you see these pieces of art? Did you see this? What, are you not interested? Do you not care to see all the different colors of my artistry? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's very nice. You learn Talmud, you learn Haggadah, you learn Midrashim, you learn Halachot. Okay, take it the next level. Go to the learn everything. What do we see from here? that there is a different goal as well, not to negate the goal of Dvekut Chas V'Shalom, but no less, there is a goal of learning Torah for the purpose of what? Of learning Torah. Lomet Torah Lishma. Lishma means that for the sake of Torah, I want to know as much Torah as possible. That's an ideal in itself. Umistavra nami hachi. And it makes sense to say this, he ends off the perek. Shehare kama halachot merubot yesh bashas. He says, after all, how many, many, many halachot we have in Shas, shebe'et asher ha'adam osek bahem, that at the time when you learn them, הוא צריך להיין ולהעמיק מחשבתו ושכלו בענייני הגשמיות שבהם. You know, there are many halachot in Shas where when you're getting into the nitty-gritty and the technicalities of that particular halacha, your mind is occupied with the physical, mundane, materialistic issues that are involved in that halacha. כגון קינין ופתחי נידה, שהן הן גופי הלכות. Right? In Pirkei Avot it says, Kinin ufitche nida, hen hen gufe alachot. What is that? Kinin, what's kinin? Those are the nests of birds that are brought as a korban by certain individuals. Let's say, for example, a zava, or a nida, or other cases that bring a certain special korban that is a nest of two birds. You have an entire masechet on this, masechet kinin, it's called. And I'll tell you, it's one of the most, if not the most, difficult masechet in Shas. It's not a big one. It's not a big one. But there are mathematical equations there in that masechet that even the mefarshim themselves, I remember, even the mefarshim themselves struggle with. One explains like this. One is not easy. Not very. Now, if the mefarshim struggle, we definitely. Very hard. He wants us to break our heads to try. Now, when you're thinking about it, you're not thinking about Dvekut Bashem at that moment. You're trying to figure out the equations. You're trying to figure out the physical aspects of the halacha, or Pitche Nida, the halachot of Nida. To know, for example, one of the many halachot of Nida is to know the difference between colors of blood. Now, when a person is looking and this is tahor, this is tameh. Right now, what? He's thinking about Dvekut? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that right now he should focus on the issue at hand to master the topic itself. Or HaMasau Matan Bashas, or the give and take that we have, the Shakla Vitaya that we have in the Gemara, you know, question, answer. At that time, you're trying to navigate your way through the page of Gemara. Uklale dine migoshel ramaut shehaya harama yachol lit'on. For example, you have in Seder Nezikim all kinds of claims that if a person would want to lie, he could have said a better lie. So therefore, you should believe him in what he's saying now, migo, because he could have said a better lie if he's a liar. So now, what are you doing right now? You're actually analyzing falsehood. You're thinking, how could I lie better? Now, lying, that even that we're supposed to dissect. Even that we're supposed to analyze. וכמעט בלתי אפשר שיהיה אצלו אז גם הדבקות בשלמות כראוי. How is it possible to expect a person who's trying to, to master that topic, that at that moment he should be thinking about Hashem? It's very hard. Of course, as the as Rav Chaim told us already in the previous parts of the Sefer, and he's going to repeat it later on, that, of course, a person before he sits to learn, he's Davik Bashem. After he finishes learning, he remembers Hashem. But in the middle, it's very hard many times. In the middle, when you're trying to get the physical aspects, of what you're learning, you cannot expect to be that a person should be Davik 100% in Hashem. Exactly. That's what he's saying. So we see over here that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that from us, that means that he wants the purpose of Torah right now is for me to become an expert in Torah right now. Of course I have to achieve Dvekut Bashem, no doubt about it. But together with that, Dvekut with ignorance in Torah doesn't go together. A person has to learn and learn and study as much as he can That's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he's going to begin Perek Gimel with. Let's just begin the first few words. Aval ha'emet, because the truth is, ki inyan lishma, what does lishma mean? Pirush, leshem ha'Torah. Learning Torah for the sake of Torah. Of course we learn for the sake of Hashem. Let's not make a mistake about it. This is not as big a machloket between Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Baal HaTanya as we think it is. Because it looks like a big machloket. You open up the Tanya says, no. Learning Torah is for the purpose of Dvekut. It's for the purpose of thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every minute. That's what you learn in the Tanya. And this seems a direct assault on what the Tanya is saying. And that's how many people take it. Many people take this as, here is the machloket. This is the machloket between the Mitnagdim and the Hasidim. According to the Baal HaTanya, it's Nishma means Dvekut. According to the Nefesh HaChaim, Nishma is very dry. It means Torah Leshem Torah. What kind of thing is that? First of all, we're learning words of a Kedosh Elokim. We're learning words of a holy person. And he did not forget his holiness for one second. And the machloket is not as big as we think. All Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying is that the word Lishma does not mean Leshem Dvekut. The word Lishma means Leshem HaTorah. Is Dvekut the ideal of Torah? Of course it is. That there's no machloket. It's a machloket how to interpret this term, this famous term, the term of learning Torah Lishma. He's telling us in order for us to really achieve that Dvekut, get busy in learning Torah for the sake of Torah. Become a master in Torah. Learn as much as you can so that you should know and remember as much as you can. Hashem Yezakenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be able to learn and remember and become mumchim ugdolim b'Torah. Be'ezrat Hashem. Kol echad kefi gedulato u kefi ma'alato. Each one in accordance with his level.